This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loan Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. The countdown, it is on. Only one day until the Heisman ceremony on Saturday night, and the finalists, they have been announced. This year's five players that made the cut. In fact, two are from Oklahoma. You're talking about the quarterback in Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma's wide receiver in Dede Westbrook. It's going to be exciting. So tonight, why not? We're going to kick off our show. We're going to head to Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to visit with senior writer with OU Insider, and that is James Hale. You can check him out at OUinsider.com. Always a treat. Hey, good evening, James. It's great to have you on our show tonight.
E, when am I going to get your Christmas card? You always dress in some really sexy, and I haven't got that Christmas card yet. So when do I get that?
Oh, my gosh. The pressure is on. You know, I can deliver. I'm going to be up in Oklahoma City for the holidays. So it's my treat, a Big E treat. I am taking you. I'm going to kidnap you from KREF. I'm taking you to dinner, James. We've got to get together.
Hey, I look forward to that. It's always great to see you. It really, really is. Man, your show is rocking.
Oh, thank you so much. And that's because of you. You know, all these wonderful guests that we have. You guys make it happen every week.
Oh, man, great ones.
Thank you. Okay, so let's, I think back to the last time you were on the program, and I asked you about Oklahoma's quarterback in Baker Mayfield, and, you know, should he be in the hunt for the Heisman? And you called it. You said that he should, and who would have thought that two Sooners would make the Heisman finalist? I mean, you talk about a Hollywood script. It's truly a dream come true. Give us the pulse up there.
Well, the pulse is the buzz around Norman. Everybody's really excited about it. There's been real popular players at OU, but Baker's going to go down as one of the most popular because he's a real dude. I mean, if he's eating at a restaurant and you walk up to him, you say, "Hey, Baker," and he'll say, "Hey, back," and, you know, just talk to you, you know. And, hey, if you say, "Boy, I really like that play," he'll go, "Yeah, I liked it too, but let me tell you about another one." I mean, he's just a normal dude.
Awesome.
And that's what's really great about him. And, you know, when he talks to the media, we don't get coach speak. We don't get quarterback speak. We get Baker speak, and mm-hmm. It's just Baker. And, you know, he's telling us about this or that, and he can laugh at jokes, and he and Dede can crack up. He and Joe Mixon can crack up. You know, they can have fun together. Baker dances around campus. He's an elf on the shelf. Baker is Baker. He's one of the most honest student athletes I've ever covered, and he's flamboyant. He loves being at OU. That's why I'm not surprised he's coming back. Nobody likes college better than Baker Mayfield. And, you know, he's modern-day college guy that just loves what's going on around here. And I think he's a great football player. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he should have been in New York last year, so he's had a better year this year. And I don't know if that's statistically or not exactly, but promise me, he's had a better year this year. And so I thought he would be there this year. Now, Dede is a totally different deal. It's not because he hasn't been Grady, but when you think about receivers, DBs, and, you know, those kind of things, linebackers, like, it's cool that Jabril Peppers is going, because I think he's been magnificent at Michigan.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the top five players in the country. So, you know, but Dede, no, I didn't expect that because I just thought, well, he's a receiver and the Heisman won't really recognize him, but the Biletnikoff probably will, but not the Heisman, but they did, and it's cool those two guys get to go. They are a little bit different personality, but they love each other, and they're both funny. They both can take a joke. They can throw a joke. They're not afraid to share their lives with us a little bit, and it's been an incredible joy to cover Baker Mayfield and Dede Westbrook.
He is the senior writer with OU Insider. That is James Hale. He's also the host of Total Sports on KREF in Norman, Oklahoma, 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. So as we zero in on the Oklahoma Sooners, Baker Mayfield and Dede Westbrook, what does this say, James, about the development of players at Oklahoma and just the key to the success that they have had this season?
Well, it's an incredible positive because Oklahoma's had a run of these type of players in the Stoops era, but in the Switzer era too, and in the Wilkinson era. So OU has a long generation of time where they're producing All-Americans, players for the NFL, players that get the major awards. I mean, remember, Oklahoma's had seven Heisman Trophy winners.
Wow.
And so that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So when you break it down and think about it, I mean, Oklahoma's in a pretty good spot. when it comes to these kind of awards and what they're doing. And that's been very prevalent, you know, where they're at and what they're doing. I think what it says right now is that Oklahoma's in a real good spot, especially offensively, where Lincoln Riley is staying at Oklahoma, by the way, and he's put together this offense that they can excel in. They can recruit to it. I think OU has, under Bob Stoops, OU's always had great receivers, great running backs, but they've had always great offensive personnel. And they have it again this year, and what it says is that's going to continue. Defensively, Oklahoma recruited well last year. In their Sooner Squad 17, they've got more great defensive personnel guys coming in. So things are on the upswing at Oklahoma, and they've got a tough battle against Auburn in the Sugar Bowl, but Oklahoma's looking forward to it, and it's going to be a great game.
James, earlier this week on your show on Total Sports, you had the opportunity to interview the godfather for Baker Mayfield. He's been very instrumental, very key in the development of him as a player. What did he share with you?
Well, Mike Jones was a really good quarterback coach, running back coach, under Coach Switzer during that great run, and Mike was a really good recruiter. And Mike is the godfather for Baker Mayfield. He knows his father, James, really well, knows the family. When the family comes in town, they stay over at Mike's house. So they're always together. Baker and Mike are usually out and about once or twice a week. They're very, very close. And growing up, Mike was such a good coach. Mike was a very good college quarterback at UCO, and, you know, and he started tutoring quarterbacks, and he was working for James at the time. His father, Baker's father, and James said, "Hey, could you take a look at my son?" Well, that started a relationship because Mike started working with him all the time. And, you know, Mike taught him the fundamentals of playing quarterback. Mike taught him the mental game of playing quarterback, how to read defenses, told him how to square his shoulders when he's running and get his feet set. And they've done a million drills in his backyard and in a field by their house, and that's why, you know, Baker's been working on being a quarterback since he's 7 years old. He wanted to be a Sooner ever since he met Mike, and Mike would bring him to OU and get him on the sideline, and he'd meet all the players at OU. I mean, there's a million pictures out there of Baker in OU gear as a youth, and the entire family, at a game at OU, and there's Mike Jones probably in the background of the picture somewhere. So it's a great story. They're still very, very close. Mike goes to every game. Mike's at a lot of the road games. Mike won't be in New York, though, he told me. But they're very, very close. And Baker acknowledges that there's a lot of people that's instrumental in his success, and certainly one of the guys he mentions all the time is Mike Jones.
Okay, so what about his competitive mindset? How does he handle adversity? You know, the losses early in the season against Houston, Ohio State. What was he like to be around when you were at the press conferences and listening to him speak and his countenance?
Well, what I've learned about Baker is one of the most competitive people probably on the planet. Also, he's one of the most unusual things. He's not afraid to accept a weakness and try to get better at it, or make fun of it, or just try to deal with it. So in the first three games, Baker in the offseason, remember, said he thought he'd be a better quarterback because he worked on getting the ball out of his hand quicker. He was going to rely on his teammates more. He wasn't going to run as much, and he was going to get the ball into his playmaker's hands. Well, DD's got a hamstring pull, not playing at 100%, and the rest of the wide receivers really didn't fire in the first three games. So Baker went against what he trained for and tried to do a lot himself, and it just didn't work out. Even though Baker still had pretty good games, they weren't exemplary, or they weren't the kind of games that he had once they came back from the break and played TCU. OU lost two out of those three games. Baker was okay, wasn't great, but the team wasn't great, and they ended up 1-2. And then Baker showed great leadership as he was one of the guys that rallied the troops and said, "Guys, we've got 2 weeks here. We've got an off week. We need to get DD healthy. But let's become a better team, and let's be ready to go when we take on TCU and start Big 12 conference play." And boy, did they ever. That offense clicked against TCU. It's the reason they won. They outscored Texas Tech. They've been high-flying ever since. DD Westbrook's been the best receiver in college football, and Baker's become the best quarterback in college football, in my opinion. But a lot of people would agree with me if they saw it. and saw them play.
Uh-huh.
And it's because they never gave up, and they just got better, E, once they got into that break. That break's the key to the rest of their season. They really got after it. They played well. They took a little time off, but they came back more convinced than ever they could be a good team, and they've become a good team.
Getting you ready for the Heisman ceremony on Saturday night. We are zeroing in on the Oklahoma Sooners and two players that made the cut in Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma's D.D. Westbrook. We're going to step aside. Much more coming your way with the senior writer from OU Insider in James Hale.